So why is it that we sound different when we hear ourselves through our headphones rather than when we're not wearing headphones? We sound different? We sound odd? Is our voice really like that? How come no one's ever mentioned it? Have I got to do everything myself? Your voice is very personal to you. You've got to get used to hearing it. Learn to like it. It's all part of your kind of self-feedback. But be aware of what you need to do to improve it. And then practice. And part of that comes from an understanding of why we sound different when we listen to a recording of ourselves or when we're wearing headphones. To do with the way we usually hear ourselves, when we speak, we hear our own voice two different ways at the same time, one slightly behind the other, out of phase. Convectively, through the air, as the sound energy from your mouth bounces around the room, then into your ears where it vibrates the eardrum and small ear bones, which in turn transmit the sound vibrations to the cochlea, which stimulates nerve axons that send the auditory signals to the brain, and conductively, through your bones and muscles of your head, neck and ear, which travels slower and has much more bass if you cover your ears and talk, and all you hear is this version. So, when you combine both of those sounds, it's the voice you're used to hearing, what you consider to be your sound, yeah? But when we play back a recording, we only hear ourselves one way, through our ears, the convective version of our voice, which sounds much more trebly and mid-range. To put it another way, people generally think their voice is deeper and richer than it actually is to others. And that's why you dislike your own voice the first time you hear it back. Yeah. It's not like you usually hear yourself or consider how you sound to other people. And yet, this is the only way everyone else has ever heard you. This new voice exposes a difference between your self-perception and reality. It can be pretty jarring because you suddenly realise other people have been hearing something else all along. You're not how you thought you were. It's not necessarily a worse version, but it's certainly a different version. Now, a study published in 2005, I linked to it in the show notes today, had patients record and then listen back to their voices and rate them. Clinicians also rated their voices. And researchers found that patients tended to be more negatively, rate the quality of their recorded voice compared with the objective assessment of the clinicians. So, if you don't like the sound of your own recorded voice, don't be too harsh on yourself. Other people most likely think it's fine. It is, after all they've ever heard you sound like. It's very difficult to know how you sound without listening to a recording. It's not ego-tripping, it's sensible, and a professional monitoring of your performance to give yourself some self-feedback to know how you sound, how you perform, how you present, and how you can be better. Tomorrow, work variety to increase your vocal experience as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.